We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
Yeah, that was the chair. Right?
You're lying. We're not sitting on chairs.
Yeah, it was a chair.
Yeah.
Stoddy said it was a chair. That's all right. Moving along from the intro, thank you for that, Stoddard Blackall. Check him out, stoddardblackall.com. Does all the music for the show. We're going to try and do a conference situation with him. Conference call situation. Get him on the show. But that's neither here nor there. Check him out, Stoddard Blackall. Great music. Funny guy. We're here to do Late Ass Review. We've finally seen it. Bright.
Yeah.
Written by Max Landis, directed by David Ayer, starring Will Smith and Ike Barinholtz to a lesser degree. But to a greater degree, because anytime he shows up in a movie, I'm happy. I like Ike Barinholtz.
Joel Edgerton? Is that his
name? Yeah, I think so, right? Is that his name?
I think so.
Who did he play?
He played the orc.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He was good as the orc.
And, yeah.
Well, anyway, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like the Facebook page, Team Awesome Shows. Also, check us out, Stitcher Podcast Radio. Check out the YouTube channel, Zimmer Mike, all caps, like we're shouting at you. Zimmer Mike, my name, backwards in a phone book, but capitals and no space.
You know what?
It's just Zimmer Mike, all caps. All right, there you go for that. And then, of course, Instagram, we're there too. iTunes, we're there.
Instagram is at Team underscore Awesome Inc.
Check it out there.
So you can find
Team Awesome Inc. is how you find us anywhere else. We're reviewing this right after we've seen it.
Yeah.
We've just seen it, Bright. This thing broke records for Netflix. It had 11 million viewers the day it came out.
Wow.
I think almost around midnight, it was like immediate, the amount of viewers. This is a first for a streaming network. Paid streaming service network to have that many viewers, I think, since the interview with Seth Rogen, James Franco, the one about Kim Jong-un and all that. A lot of controversy on that. And that one had a lot of views, and it broke box office records, but for rentals, obviously, and streaming rentals. This was produced, it was a Netflix original movie. It was a movie that was, you know, Netflix has been doing that a lot lately, but this is the first one that had 11 million. It's opening night, breaking records for even the internet, like not just Netflix, but the internet for itself. They've already greenlit Bright 2. You brought this to my attention. I believe you said they're doing a Bright 2 or... You always tell me these things and then forget that you tell me these things.
No, I remember that I told you I was very excited.
I just wanted
about
you
it.
To like concur because I didn't. You just kind of sat there looking at me like, what? And I'm like, look, you know, you told me that. You're like, what? Like just looking at me like it just looked like you were confused about what I was saying. I'm like,
no.
You told me that.
No.
Am I going crazy? Oh, God.
I remember.
I made it up in my brains.
This
my
is a
mind
very
grapes.
Funny video. You guys should check it out.
Oh, yeah. Max Landis clearly rips my character off.
Oh,
as an orc. It's
it
me
so
as an orc.
Funny.
He
it
rips
was.
Me off as an orc. He's seen our reaction.
It
clearly,
was Mike as an orc.
Clearly, they. Okay, I just want to say Netflix and Max Landis at large have seen our reactions. They've watched my character on the reactions and they've copied it for this marketing campaign. Or I'm just a generic nerd douche, which I could just be a generic nerd douche and I don't mind if I am, but it was awfully because I quoted Alien Nation in my review.
You did.
And in the reaction, I said, it reminds me of Alien Nation. I love Alien Nation. It's like a throwback for me. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hardcore Alien Nation. And then the orc guy, he's like, hi, my name's Mike. I'm like, wait a minute. It sounds like me. I think Brad looks great. Reminds me of Alien Nation. And he's like all spazzy like me.
Yeah.
And he's doing like, and I, you know, I got some kung fu moves. And he's doing, I'm like, what the fuck?
Fight scenes.
I can do. And I'm like, dude, he sounds like me. It's like, he looks like an orc, obviously. So it's like the orc version of, and his name was Mike, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. You couldn't be more on the fucking nose. So I'm pissed off. Marketing is half the budget for these things. I'm getting screwed. My likeness for marketing. But we do it anyway for the YouTube videos. So
we do.
It's my own fault. I guess when I said that they have copyright, that means they own me too. Oh shit. Disney, Marvel, the Disney at large, Netflix. Does Disney own Netflix?
Not yet.
Not yet. You hear that, Netflix? Make a deal. Ding, ding. So this, let's get to the actual film, the actual review for the film. We got Will Smith. Obviously, we mentioned Max Landis wrote this. You can definitely tell the humor and the nerdiness is very Max Landis. Mm-hmm. The humor, the sense of humor, the jokes, the bits, the physical violence, the physical gags. If you've seen, what was the one with Jesse Eisenberg that we saw?
American Ultra.
American Ultra, which gets a bad rap. It's a great film. Mm-hmm. American Ultra is a great film. Movie. Everyone talks shit. It's great. It's a good movie. Watch it. It's original. It's fucking original. Mm-hmm. Bright is original. I don't care what anyone says. They go, oh, it's like Lord of the Rings meets Training Day. I'm like, okay. Have you ever seen that movie before? Those are two separate movies that you're describing. You're not talking about any other movie that's like Bright. You're saying two separate movies if they were mixed together. You're not pointing at anything. Like, I said Alien Nation, but Bright is not about it. It's about orcs. It's as if Lord of the Rings is our history. Like, what? Gandalf and shit happened. And then this is our, and we're, and this is the logical future of that.
It's funny that you say that, though, because yes, it is a very original idea, and I'm not.
I mean, it's sort of.
I'm not disagreeing.
I mean, I guess it's original in the sense that, like, if all of Lord of the Rings was our history, and then we move forward, and there's still orcs and dragons. Like, remember that shot where that dragon was flying mm-hmm. over? That was fucking cool. It was so metal.
Yeah, it's still very much David Ayer. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, this reminds me of End of Watch.
Yeah, it was very much like a street drama.
David Ayer's drama. The movies that David Ayer are involved in have very similar tones.
It was very much a cop drama.
Yeah.
Even though it was fantasy driven, it felt like a gritty gang street cop thing.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like these guys who are working the beat, but it's like it happens to be a fantasy, twisted fantasy LA.
Yeah, and you haven't seen End of Watch, so when we watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Right,
but it's very much like
I've heard of End of Watch, and mm-hmm. I've heard really good things. I mean, Suicide Squad, I've seen. Obviously, I loved Suicide Squad. It got a bad rap, but I enjoyed it. Clearly, you can't mm-hmm. talk about David Ayer and his next film.
Talking about Suicide
this is his
Squad.
Next film since Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So this is the second film that we have to talk about from him.
Yeah.
The first one since Suicide Squad.
And three cast members from Suicide Squad were in it.
Yes.
Will Smith, Ike Barinholtz, and Jay Hernandez.
That's true. And all of them turned in fantastic performances. Mm-hmm. I can't look at... Like, none of them did poorly. There was no bad... I can't say that there was no point in the movie where I felt like it was bad. It was good. I can't look at a scene and go, I didn't need that. Like, I was watching it. I was reluctant. I mean, I wanted to see this movie, but when we started getting into it, I felt like the pacing was a little slow at first. I was worried that it was getting into things slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, come on, man, get into it. Just fucking get into it. But I later on appreciated that they did a build
mm-hmm.
to all the insanity. Because this movie builds.
There was a lot of insanity.
I said Alien Nation at first, but there's a little bit of Big Trouble in Little China in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar? You've seen Big Trouble
in
Little China, right?
Trouble
God,
China,
that's why
yes.
You're amazing. You're one of the most amazing people in the world. Big Trouble in Little China is that movie is about escalation.
Yep.
Big Trouble in Little China, when you watch that movie, it's literally going from like, I'm Jack Burton, I'm driving a truck, I'm Kurt Russell, I don't give a shit, Pilgrim. He's doing John Wayne. He's openly admitted he was doing a John Wayne impression. And it's like, hey, we're just in the back streets of Chinatown, no big deal. And then all of a sudden, there's been a kidnapping. And then all of a sudden, the Yakuza. And then magic. And then demons. And then ghosts. And then dragons. And then monsters. And then a giant eyeball monster.
So much shit happened.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then they start playing a video game in the middle of a battle. There's like weird laser samurai fighting, and Pat, it looks like the guy from Karate Kid, but it's not.
Oh, it did.
God damn, Big Trouble in Little China is an amazing film, but it escalated.
Mm-hmm.
Bright does the same thing, where it starts you very much off in our real world, everyday world, but it slowly escalates into fucking crazy town
mm-hmm.
instantly. Like, you see all the different worlds. You see the elves' world, the orcs' world. You see the division between mankind and all the other creatures, and not creatures, but the different beings that live amongst each other. And it's always, I mean, let's face it, it's about racial parallels.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. It's a racial
social
thing.
Commentary.
There's social commentary. It's basically, they're definitely playing on the fact that, you know, we have racial tension in this country, and they're using magical creatures and fantasy elements to help tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me almost wonders, what if we got rid of those magical elements and dealt with the reality of what it could be about,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, let's say what they found was, instead of a magic wand, it was like a briefcase full of unmarked bills that can't be traced to anyone, and it's over $500 million or something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that's what it's about. And corrupt LAPD people want to claim it as, what do you call it? A civil forfeiture. It's when they find, like, cash on you. It's like, if they find any amount of cash that's over a certain amount on you, they can just take it legally and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, it's like, you can say that this is a parable for, like, civil forfeitures and racial tension in our country, where people, like, just like, no, I want to do the right thing. This is too much money. People shouldn't have it. The gang shouldn't have it. The bad guys shouldn't have it. Corrupt cops shouldn't have it. Let's get in touch with the higher authority. Let's get this sorted out. And they're running around trying to hide from everyone,
mm-hmm.
to get to the people that can actually help them. To me, that's kind of like what I felt like the movie would be about if it was real world based and not, mm-hmm. if it didn't have the fantasy element. I'm like, oh, it would be a large sum of money or diamonds or something that's untraceable. And, like, it's like a weapon, basically. Anything you want, you can buy with this money. That's where I saw the real world elements. But then I realized the whole point is the fantasy element. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so I dropped, I instantly let go of the real world stuff. And I said, okay, let's take a backseat, real world. Let's stop trying to superimpose that. And let's go down the rabbit hole. And I did. I went down the rabbit hole with this movie. And I said, okay. At one point, I was fighting it. I was fighting the dueling elements of the fantasy world and the real world. At one point, my brain was seeing them separately.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, they mixed together. And I accepted the two things as one. And
mm-hmm.
then I really dug it. And I was like, this is great. Like, this is so cool. What an interesting concept to have in the back of your head that their history is Lord of the Rings, basically. They never say one franchise or another, but you have an idea. It's maybe Middle Earth based,
mm-hmm.
or a fan version of that world, Max Landis's version of that world, which is fine. It's great. It was wonderful. I thought it was really well done. I can't get over how different it was.
It was. It was very different. And
it wasn't bad different. It was good different. And had this film come out in theaters, it would have failed.
Yeah,
and
it
I'm
would
not
have
talking
well.
Shit about this movie. A movie like this, I would have waited to see on Netflix. If this movie had come out in theaters, I'd say, yeah, it looks kind of good, but I'd rather wait to watch
it
at home.
People wouldn't get it.
I'd rather wait to watch it at home anyway. They were like, well, fuck that. Let's just release it so you can watch it at home. Let's just screw that. Let's make it for home release.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, what a fucking... So anytime you have a good idea that's... And I hate to say it because it makes movies sound like they're going for spectacle. They are. They've openly admitted that it's a one-up at the box office. You're just trying to one-up each other now. You can do stories that are more character driven, more in depth, more in your face,
mm-hmm.
more personal on Netflix or other streaming services because, well, let's face it, they can take risks and it's like they can still be produced enough to look like a fucking Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
To be that caliber, to look that, and it is. They are Hollywood movies, basically, but with that kind of a budget, a smaller budget, but the same production quality, the same, like, open-minded filmmaking quality. It's not like they have to follow the same rules when they make movies. Like, they can make movies and TV shows however the fuck they want, and it's awesome. And Bright was a great demonstration of, let's take a really cool idea that would fail in the box office and let's produce it on our streaming service and give it the life it deserves. Let's give it a chance.
And I feel like
and it works.
Netflix
is
willing
it.
To take chances on
I
stuff
I think
like
they
that.
Nailed it. This was great. This was what you, like, we were sitting down watching it on the laptop Mm-hmm. didn't even watch it. We could have watched on TV, but we're like, let's watch it on the laptop. Let's put it down and let's just watch it. And we sat there, and it was a lovely time.
Yeah.
It was a lovely time. We watched the new movie. We had popcorn. Mm-hmm. It was like, fuck the movie theater. Why do we ever go to the movie theater? We could just stay here, and it's better.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's true.
I hate saying that, but it's like, man, if I would have seen this in theaters, I would have been like, I'd rather wait to rent it. I would have said, you should rent it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad because, like, 10 years ago, this would have been in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bright would have been in theaters 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Definitely 15, 20 years ago, this would have been theater. This would have had, like, a whole trilogy. It would have had a TV show back, like, 15 years ago. This would have
blown. Honestly,
it would have.
I almost feel like 10 years ago,
people would have been blown away by
it. If it had came out right around when Lord of the Rings came out,
possibly, yes,
it would have been more successful.
Quite possibly.
You know what I mean?
Quite possibly. I mean, we're talking, like, what, 2007?
2007,
2008, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the time Lord of the Rings was kind of dwindling, or not dwindling, but it had already run its course, basically, I think, like, around that time. So I guess this would have come out.
The first Hobbit movie coming out?
Yeah, I think somewhere around there. So it would have been a nice little, like, interesting take. It still is. It still is because you've got Game of Thrones around,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's still kind of kicking. And then, of course, the Hobbit films happened, and everyone knows Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So this works on so many different levels. You've got buddy cop drama.
Mm-hmm.
You've got fantasy elements.
Mm-hmm.
You've got real world elements.
You've got,
I mean, spoilers, obviously. I mean, it's going to be in the titles, spoilers, but we're going to remind you there will be spoilers as we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
They find a magic wand, and they're instantly pursued by everybody except the magic police, the magic task force, the MTF, the magical task force.
Mm-hmm.
They work for the higher branch. And there's a guy with, like, a Gandalf. Like, he's, like, he's got, like, a ginger Gandalf beard. He's, like, a bigger guy. And he's, like, a human. He's a human, but he's a bright. They're called brights. If you can meal a wand, you're magical because you're eating it. And that's not possible. If you can wield a magic wand in this universe that Max Landis has created, if you can hold one, you're considered a bright.
Yeah, because if you're not a bright and you hold a magic wand, it kills you.
You blow up. You die. Only beings that are magical sensitive, like the Force. It's like having. It's like you can't touch a lightsaber.
It's like Middle Earth Force.
It's like if you touch a light. Like, imagine if you weren't a Jedi or you didn't know about the Force and you touched a lightsaber. Every time you did, the person would die. Then no one would ever touch a lightsaber. It's like that. It's like this. And in this world, a magic wand literally can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It can do anything. It can, you can go back in time. You can change the course of human history. You can fuck with reality.
Mm-hmm.
You can be taller, shorter. You can have all the money in the world. You can literally do whatever you want. You can fuck with reality if you had a magic. If you can wield a magic wand,
mm-hmm.
but you got to be a bright. And so you know they set up some stuff. I mean, like one of the MacGuffins I felt was they had a thing about Will Smith being like. They capture a homeless guy who's swinging a sword around and he's like speaking in orcish to his orc partner and he's like, hey, your buddy Will Smith is he's chosen or some shit. He's
special.
He's
I think
like
all he said
one.
Was he's special.
It's Will Smith, so he's gonna save the day. He's chosen. It's Will Smith. Will
mm-hmm.
Smith's always the chosen one. Him or Keanu Reeves. It's either Will Smith or Keanu Reeves are the chosen one.
Yep.
Well, I'm fine with that. It's a good ratio. Now or Jennifer Lawrence. Sorry. Will Smith, Keanu Reeves, or Jennifer Lawrence. Either of those three are the chosen one at all times. They alternate between that and comedies. Do Bill and Ted 3, Keanu. Come on.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Come on. Just produce it yourself. Just finance it and produce it yourself. Do Bill and Ted 3, Keanu. God damn it. Anyway, that's for the nerds. We want that. Bright is for the nerds, very much so, too. This magic wand is so fucking powerful, and it can do anything. Only a Bright can wield it. But They stumble upon it. They just get a call. These guys, literally, the two cops
in this
movie.
They just get a call
movie,
about some
Will
shit
Smith,
going down at a house.
They literally just get a call about, like, look, there was a domestic disturbance, a regular call that the police have to, like, answer at any time. And they go, okay, we got domestic disturbance at this residence. We're just going to go swing by, check it out. We're going to calm people down. We're going to make sure everything's cool, and then we'll get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, routine. They go in, and then... They see bodies that are burnt to a cinder. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, and they're what still the burning. Fuck? They're like, and they're still burning.
They're burning from like to, the inside
from
out.
From the inside, it's like unnatural. It's like, what the fuck mm-hmm. is this? And they're like, we don't know what's going on. And then, thus the well, the weirdness starts when Will Smith has to kill a fairy.
Yeah.
And it, and I know this sounds really bad, but hear me out. He's not killing a he's killing a magical fairy. Okay, wait, that still sounds bad. A creature? No.
You know those little critters that fly?
Yes. The make-believe ones. The make-believe fairies. The magical fairies. As opposed to the real ones?
Yeah.
What are the real fairies? Oh, you mean the ones that hang out in gardens and shit? Like yeah. And grant wishes?
Yeah. That bite.
Why can't I ever catch one? I swear I've seen them when I was a kid.
Because they bite.
Right, when you're a kid. Oh, they do. They're fucking shits.
According to Hoggle.
Fairies are Hoggles, right.
They bite.
They do bite. They bit Sarah. Mm-hmm. Sarah. Sorry. Labyrinth is sneaking into this movie. But that's okay. Labyrinth can sneak into Bright because it oddly fits. Yeah. Maybe Labyrinth is a part of Bright's history, too. That would be cool. Jareth the Goblin King. Oh, they didn't have goblins in this. But
no, they didn't.
Sequel. Sequel.
Should.
The elves were kind of David Bowie-esque, you know?
They
have the ears. By the way, the elves were the posh. Like, they had a joke. Like, it's like seeing an elf with a mop. It's like it's like the top 10%. They were all very waspy. Like, they had, like, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant shit going on.
Super hierarchy, white, yeah. You were very much right about, like, not only was it, like,
the class
like,
structure.
Like race tension, but there's also class tension.
Just like our lives, yeah.
And
like
so the hierarchy was the elves
yep.
were, like, the rich and powerful,
mm-hmm.
and then the humans
were kind of the middle class.
Kind of the middle class. And then the orcs, unfortunately, were on
the
bottom.
Rung.
And then the cops were kind of a group of their own in that hierarchy.
Well, the cops were just trying to keep the peace, basically. But there was some weird corruption, go figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then and the internal affairs were corrupt. And everyone was corrupt except the magic task force. They weren't corrupt.
Yeah.
They seemed corrupt.
Well,
they seemed evil.
Something that we didn't cover and something that I kind of wish that maybe we would have gotten either flashbacks or like a prologue or something is the history of the orcs.
Mm.
The reason the orcs are hated so
right.
much is because a long time
they
ago
helped
they
out Sauron.
Chose evil.
Sorry, the Dark Lord. Sorry.
Yeah,
they helped
they
the Dark One.
Helped the Dark Lord.
Who was
which is not Voldemort
was
in this
wasn't
movie.
Voldemort or Sauron, but I'm going to say it was the all-seeing eye of
so
Sauron.
So ever since then, they're
seen. They tried to aid Sauron back in the day, and just like in Lord of the Rings, and so they get a bad rap. But now the elves, there's some weird fucked up sect of elves that are now trying to take over. That's
yes.
what's going on. Is mm-hmm. instead of the orcs doing it, it's the elves because the elves are, sorry to sound specious, but the elves are smarter than the orcs and they have more money and
uh-huh.
they run shit more.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the joke is that elves run the world. They have all the money and they run the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your class structure, top 10% thing that you're getting
yeah.
at there. And I get it. I mean, it's the parables are all there. It's just they're using fantasy elements. And I think it's really cool that they use the severity of a magic wand because, like, you can do anything with it, but the lady just seemed to defend herself with it.
Yes.
She was just trying to protect herself and keep it from the bad guys.
Tika.
So the good guys weren't even trying to use it at all. They're like, fuck that. We don't want to touch this thing. It's a magic wand. This shit can do anything. Only a Bright can wield it, and even Brights are fucked up. No, this is bad. Lock it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, contain it. Call the authorities. But everyone wants to get a hold of it, and they get, like, it's like Lord of the Rings with the One Ring. Anytime someone gets the ring, they get crazy with power. It's like the wand was doing that with everyone. I wonder if that's not only an homage, but a side effect of the wand. Is that it corrupts the bad, evil people, but then people who are Brights, they're like, what? No, call the authorities. Why are you guys acting weird?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the wand doing shit to them, which I think would be cool.
Or it's the power of the wand.
Maybe it's that. The allure
but
of the power of the
basically,
wand.
So basically, the build-up to this is
there's a lot of build-up.
Wade.
Well, it's escalation, I'd say.
Will Smith's character and Joel Edgerton's character?
Edgerton, yeah.
Go get a call. They go to the house.
Find the wand.
They
find
the wand and
Tika?
Find Tika.
Tika, the lady.
Who is an
elf lady.
She's played by Lucy Fry.
Very nimble. Very
great.
Quick. Like
an
elf would be. The elves are very Lord of the Rings.
I thought her acting was great. She was very like she was afraid, but she helped when necessary.
She
you
was
know?
She wasn't was timid.
Just like they didn't just make her the scared little girl.
She
that was
wasn't
like
a fighter. She just
them.
Had. She was in self defense mode. She was.
Well,
she
was
able.
In survival mode.
She was in survival. She was able, and but she wasn't. You could tell that fighting wasn't something she was good at because she didn't choose to do it.
Well, yeah,
she's
she,
not
well,
a fighter.
She's an elf. She never had to.
No, but she's able to defend herself. Mm-hmm. She's capable of it, but she's not familiar with knowing how to do it well. She doesn't know how to do it well, yeah. But she can. She's capable of doing it.
So
it's like Rey in Star Wars. Like she's able to defend herself, but she's not. It's like a puppy that doesn't know how to move right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all awkward.
She was basically part of this, like sect of rebellious elves.
Yeah, whatever they're called,
Inferi
or whatever.
Who
yeah.
are trying to bring the Dark Lord back?
Yeah, they're the dick elves that want Saruman to come back.
Yeah.
More or less.
Lila, I think, was the other elf's name, is after Tika to get her wand back. So that's
basically... Oh, thank you. That wasn't cleared up for me. I was confused. Thank you.
The sect of elves, it was her wand.
Right. It was her wand, and that's why she got turned into a weird filleted tattoo design.
No, not her.
But she looked like a cool... Like, if someone got that as a tattoo, it would look dope, that one elf.
Lila sent an assassin after Tika when she left with her... And then the assassin was the chick that looked like the filleted tattoo chick
right.
in the wall.
But we both agree that was like a really cool design.
That was an awesome scene.
It was really cool visual effects.
Yeah.
The visual effects, my God, you would never think that Netflix... You would never think that this was like a Netflix... And I'm not saying Netflix, like if they produce things, it looks... No, it's they have a really... They have the money, so they have the budget to make things look good because they... I mean, just because they're not a TV studio... An official quote-unquote TV studio or an official quote-unquote movie studio, they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they don't work with affiliates. They're not affiliated with anything. They're Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
That literally means that they're not Paramount. They're not any... They're not Disney. No. They make their own shit and produce their own shit and feature their own shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like HBO in that regard. You could compare Netflix to HBO or Showtime.
And
like
they save so much money doing that,
too. Oh, my
God,
they do. Are you kidding me? Like, you save so much money being your own platform and feature other people. It's genius of them, mm-hmm. you know? Disney, try and buy Netflix. I mean, come on. You guys can make a deal. Look at what Fox did. Look at what Marvel did. Come on.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Guys. Anyway, make some money. Make it happen. But then you'll have a monopoly. We need competition in the industry. Back to Bright. So you got this this whole plot going on where they're there, they're trying to get this wand, and then they get the wand, they help the lady, but they figure out that everyone's trying to get the wand.
Yeah.
Not only are the cops fucked up, but they want to kill the orc guy. Everyone hates the orc, by the way. We forgot to mention the obvious plot thing.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, Will Smith gets gunned down by an orc while his orc partner was getting him a burrito trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
In getting him a burrito trying to be nice, he wasn't paying attention. And to be fair, they never thought an orc would come out of nowhere with a shotgun to try and kill Will Smith.
Yeah.
But it happened. And so there's this whole thing, like, did you do it on purpose? Did you let him go? Turns out it was some kid, like, the guy got away. Like, the orc partner chased down the dude, the orc that shot Will Smith.
And lost him in the crowd.
But he lost him in the crowd. And then he found this kid in an alleyway doing graffiti, and it wasn't the same guy. It was a different... It was a kid doing graffiti, but it wasn't the guy that shot Will Smith. So he let him go.
Because he knew that the cops looking for an orc
would just go after the kid.
Would just go after the
kid. They'd go after that orc kid.
In that area.
And so they're like, fuck. He's like, no. So he said the kid beat me up and got away. But he helped him get away.
Because there's this thing with orcs where they're literally... They're like bound by blood.
They are. They're bound by blood. And
loyalty is huge in that community.
Yeah, big time. And they have to be. And it clearly shows. And there's a big honor thing there. I dug it. I mean, the structure of all of the little of all the species was there, and I really enjoyed learning about them
mm-hmm.
and how they operated and their little ceremonies and whatnot. I was very curious to the elves. We didn't know much about the elves. They were very mysterious.
Much about the elves.
I hope in the sequel we learn because of Tika. I hope we learn more about the elves.
Yeah, I hope Tika comes back.
Oh,
she's
got
great.
To. She was a great character.
And
the actress who played her was awesome. She was very...
Lucy Fry.
She played a sort of naive but not stupid, like very... Like I would say she's sort of... Well, not an airhead, but she was very
No, she said she had just started her training as a bright.
Yeah, so she was just getting started as a bright, and just she was learning. Still learning, but she learned a lot of main stuff. By the way, resurrection spell, smart thing, because that orc guy gets killed by his own kind.
Yeah.
Dick move on their part, even though they knew he saved the sun. By the way, when the orc guy was being taken in by his own kind, because, yeah, not only do L.A. gangs want the wand.
Orcs want the wand?
L.A. gangs want the wand. The LAPD wants the wand. Orcs want the wand. Elves want the wand. And they want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And they don't even want the wand. But they don't want anyone else to get it. They want to give it to the magic police. Mm-hmm. Like, I want the magic cops to have this thing. And they want it, too. But they can't get a hold of each other because they're being chased in the middle of the night.
Being chased by ninja elves. Yeah, it's
like
all
ninja elves. The elves are like ninjas in this movie. Literally, they're doing flips and kicks. They're hiding in walls. They have smoke bombs.
And they apparently have no morals because they just kill everybody.
Yeah,
they
elves don't give a fuck. No, the elves don't give no fucks.
They will kill anyone.
Yeah, they hinted that an elf killed a baby. That was weird.
They did.
Wasn't that a random weird thing?
They
look up.
They hinted that the elf killed the entire family including a baby.
They went and they killed like all these people that were going to kill Will Smith and the orc guy. There's like this gang that was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
They go in and kill him. They run away.
And then they see a witness.
So then the guy, there's this guy, literally a house is across the street, and a guy is like, and they look up, and the guy shuts the window really quick, and instantly the audience is like, oh, they're dead. I'm sitting there going, that family's dead. Are they going to show that? They go in, they show them being, what'd you see? Where did they go?
He tells them everything.
And then they kill them, and then the baby's crying, and then they show an elf go up to the baby, and his hand is going up to the baby, and they cut away. And the implication is that they killed the family and a little
baby.
That's horrible. That's horrible. I can't even say it. I can't even fucking say it. It's such a horrible thing.
I was really upset. The entire scene, I was sitting there.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, look, I get it. They're bad guys, but you don't gotta. Fuck, man. That's kind of extreme.
Oh, but wait till you watch End of Watch.
I'm not saying
though.
I mean, it's like they would argue, well, we gotta show how fucked up these guys are. Yeah, but I don't know if you got to necessarily go after, like, a baby.
Well, like,
that's
even
kind
there
of
was,
extreme.
Like, a teenage daughter there, and that was fucked up
they
enough.
They were killing everyone. They were killing everyone and torturing people. It was horrible. I'm like, well, why do you got to... Like, that felt like they went out of their way, like, literally across the street out of their way. They went across the street out of their way to bring that into the movie. I get it. You're trying to demonstrate how fucked up they are, but that just felt like a little excessive. Like... I get it, you're doing a hardcore drama with orcs and elves and magic wands, but that was like a weird little side thing that felt like if they had deleted it, it wouldn't have changed anything for me.
Yeah.
I still would have been scared of the bad guys. I still would have thought they were fucked up and weird, and I still would have thought they were bad and gonna do evil shit,
mm-hmm.
and they shouldn't have the wand. I didn't need that random scene where that family got
you
fucked
know
with that. I was like, that kind of bummed me out, but at the same time I get why they had it there.
You know who the elves kind of reminded me of? Love from
Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah,
they
kind of reminded me from Love.
The actress, I can't remember the actress's name, but she was
amazing.
Tremendous
she
in
was
that
amazing.
Part. She was great. Yeah, you're right. They did have that sort of like, well, she seemed like she was fighting her emotions were. It's like she was programmed to kill, but she didn't want to kill, so she was crying about it. But she kind of enjoyed it, too.
Yeah, like, the only reason I see that parallel is because with the elves, at least, when when they were killing their own kind, they were very affectionate.
Yeah, they were more affectionate towards their own kind, but they just didn't care in general.
Yeah,
they moved on.
I just kind of saw, I just saw that parallel there.
They would kill things and be like cold-hearted. Like,
mm-hmm.
they would be more affectionate, but they still didn't care. They would still
yeah.
kill without remorse. They'd
yeah.
be like, yeah, we're sorry that you're our kind, but you need to die. It's
like you're
no,
a
you
loose
don't.
End.
They
you
don't,
need to go.
They don't need to go. You're evil. So we get through all that, and there's a lot of great moments between Will Smith and the orc being odd and awkward. And
he's so awkward.
They're so funny
it's
and
great.
Awkward. And it really good friendship moments and camaraderie, all that. And
oh.
I dig it. I dig the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, remember how we mentioned that Will Smith turned out to be a bright or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Or not?
We didn't say that yet.
Until now. He's a fucking bright, y'all. But they were hinting at it at the very beginning.
They were. They was.
It wasn't a sneaky thing.
Yeah.
It's like they said, only brights can wield wands. And then he said, hey, your friend, he's special. that weird homeless guy was speaking in Orcish to him at the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh yeah, don't hold on to that little gem in the back of your head for any reason. It's not like Will Smith's going to wield a wand later or anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, but sure enough, there comes a moment where I don't know why, but Will Smith just says, I'm going to grab it or I'm going to get the wand.
Because I hope her name is Leela, is about to kill Tika.
Yeah, she's about to kill
Tika.
And
he doesn't have any other choice.
And he's like, I don't know what to do. And so he grabs the wand. And just as he's about to grab the wand, she says, if you grab that, you'll die. And he goes, yeah, well, if I blow up, I'll take you all out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm willing to take that chance because she would have killed her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to kill them all anyway. And so he's like, well, fuck it. If you're going to kill us all anyway, I'm
going
to kill
you. You're going down with us, bitch.
And he grabs the wand. And then as soon as he grabs it, turns out, oh, shit. And then the orc's like, oh, you're a bright.
Use it.
You're a bright. Fucking use the wand on her. And then Tika's like, murder spell. Say the murder spell.
War spell.
Say the war. Yes. This is the war spell. Like, look, whatever. This is going to kill her. Say this thing that'll kill her. And he's like, how do I say it? And she's like, I don't know.
I can't remember what it was. Majora's Mask.
What? Legend of Zelda? Just say it. Majora's Mask. And then fucking boom, he brights her. And it turns from blue to red?
Yeah.
Like a red, fiery kind of thing. I guess the humans, when humans wield wands, they go red or whatever. Because that
unless he is also a Sith Lord.
Which would be cool. Will Smith is a Sith Lord. He's an evil bright. What's that called? A dim? If you're bad, you're a dim. Bright. If you're good, you're a bright.
I don't know.
That's funny
to
me.
That's unfortunate.
That's the sequel, dim.
Dim.
Bright 2, dim.
No, I like Bright 2, Bad Boys in Mordor.
Ooh, nice one. I like that as well. Bright 2, Dim, Bad Boys in Mordor. I like it. Yeah,
that was from the orc casting call
Welcome, Max Landis, and Netflix. Netflix. Thank you, Netflix and Max Landis. Thank you, Will Smith. Thank you, David Ayer. Do you think, in your opinion, as a David Ayer fan and a fan of Suicide Squad, and knowing the controversy, and we're fans of the controversy too, because we love fighting for the movie.
Yes, we do.
And we love fighting against it. Would you say that David Ayer made up for any wrongs he did in Suicide Squad with Bright?
Yes, I would. I have one complaint about Bright. The only complaint I have, and there were a lot of funny moments in this movie, a lot of funny moments. I feel like the best one-liners were in the trailer.
Oh, man. You know what, when you say that, you're absolutely right. Fuck, when I think back to the trailers, I'm like, yeah, all those really good one-liners they used in every trailer. But yeah, that's because it was Netflix being scared and being like, well, we got to get people to see this thing. We got to get the best lines we can find
and
put them in the trailer.
The heart in this movie and the action in this movie and the special effects in this movie, all of that made up. This could have been a totally serious film without any humor, and it still would have been very, very good. It would have been way heavier.
You're right. The tone would have been a lot heavier had anyone else done it.
I forgive that.
But David Ayer was able to keep it light. And Max Landis's writing, I felt, was... I mean, but we've seen plenty of movies where Max Landis wrote the movie and then they handled it poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't care. Like,
American Ultra?
Well, I don't feel like... It's a good movie. I just don't think the marketing was there. I just don't think they marketed American Ultra properly.
No, they didn't.
And I mean, it's a comedy, yeah, but it's more complex than that. And I think Bright is much more complex. You can't, when you get a film like someone who likes to write, you'd say Max Landis is a genre filmmaker. I guess he's a genre filmmaker or a genre writer to an extent, but mainly he just likes to make movies that he likes to make. And sometimes he likes to combine things. It's like this meets that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an easy way to sell it. Really, it's its own thing.
Yeah.
But it's like Lord of the Rings meets Bad Boys or whatever, if you want. And fine. I mean, I'm cool with that. That sounds like a great movie. If that's the idea you're giving me, but it's more than that. I love it. And this movie is definitely, like the trailers I've seen, it's more than what I thought it would be. In fact, it's better than what I thought it would be. The trailers made it look good, but Bright is better than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really was very pleasantly surprised at how good it was, it's something that I would watch again. I didn't think going into this, I mean, I was excited to see it, but I wasn't like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and halfway through, I'm like, this is really thought-provoking. This is making me think on a lot of different levels, and it's also entertaining me on a lot of different levels, on levels I didn't think I would be entertained. Mm-hmm. And it's making me think about things in a way I never thought I would think about. And the interactions between the characters were very honest and real, and they felt like they were coming from a real, honest place. Like, they felt genuine. The humor felt genuine. It didn't feel forced. It felt natural, and that's good.
Yeah.
It's hard to do in a movie like this.
I don't know why, but one of the moments that I found the most sincere in the movie was at the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
When Poison comes in,
the guy in the wheelchair, he's like
a gang leader.
He's a gang leader, but he was shot, and I believe he was hit in the spine. He must have been hit in the spinal cord. And
I don't know if he said he was shot or not.
Yeah, he said he wants to hook up with his old lady again. He said that magic wand will make him walk again, make him make love to his lady again. He won't need the colostomy bag anymore.
Yeah.
And so he was going this huge monologue.
For some reason, that moment really hit me.
Oh, yeah, it does. Because you hear a guy and he's saying, that magic wand is going to give me my life back. Mm-hmm. It's going to get, well, to him, what he thinks is giving him his life back, being able to walk again. And it's like, and he's like, I will board up this place. I will nail the doors shut and I will set it on fire until I get that. Like, and you're just sitting there going, well, that guy has clear character motivation. He's willing to do whatever it takes to be able to have that ability to feel like a human being again. And you almost feel you feel for that character in that moment. You're like, holy shit, this guy has his own movie going on, and he's really justified in it.
Honestly, if I was Will Smith's character, I would have been like, hey, Tika, can you fix this dude's leg so he shuts the fuck up, and
Will Smith
should have
just been like, Will Smith should have been like, where's Tika? Maybe she could do a I don't know, healing spell or cast rejuvenation. I don't know, like, what I don't know what World of Warcraft spell you would cast in this scenario, but I'm sure it would be applicable. Healing.
But yeah, so there were a lot of very, very real moments like that. Yeah. All the scenes with Will Smith's daughter was very touching. This movie really tugged at your heartstrings.
Yeah, the whole thing I felt was very well done. And at the end of it, I walked away being like very pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was just like, wow, this is good. This was really, really well made. And I'm like, I didn't know if I was going to like it. I didn't know what to think. I just knew I wanted to see it. Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. And I walked away being very pleasantly surprised and wanting to see it again. Now that I know what it is going into it, I would absolutely watch it again.
This
has total rewatch value. I'm almost bummed that it didn't come out in theaters. But if it did, it would have died. It wouldn't have made its money back, and it wouldn't have gotten a sequel. But because it came out on Netflix, and that's where people would rather watch it anyway, it got a sequel. This is the kind of movie that, had it come out in theaters, it would have failed, and then they would have tried to turn it into a TV show on Netflix.
Yeah, probably.
But they just said, fuck that, let's just put it out on Netflix, and now it's going to be like probably a trilogy of movies on Netflix. I'm fine with that. You know, they could keep making bright movies about this world that they've created, and they could even metamorphosize it into a TV show, and I'd still want to follow it. It's good.
I'd watch it.
It's well
done.
It's I can't recommend it enough. I mean, if you have Netflix,
watch it.
Watch it. This is a good movie. It's fucking worth, I mean, you pay for your Netflix subscription for a reason, and it's for shit like this. You, like, this is on it. Watch it. We hadn't seen it yet.
No.
And we were just like, well, let's just sit. And it's like Okja or whatever. Like, it's a Netflix original movie. Watch that, too. It's damn good. This is, like, on that level. Like, I was saying, like, when Netflix made Okja, I'm like, wow, what a bold step. What a great movie. I've never seen anything like it before. What an original concept. It would have tanked in movie theaters, but because of Netflix, it has a life. Same exact words about Bright.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, along with Okja, Netflix is killing it. No matter what they put out, TV show, movie, I don't care what it is, I'm fucking digging it. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything they put out that's original that I go, I don't really like it.
Yeah, that's true.
BoJack Horseman is dope.
great.
That's a fucking great show. And they
Orange is the New Black.
Then Orange is the New Black? God damn. They can't put out a bad show.
No.
I can't think of anything bad that they've done.
Is Black Mirror Netflix
original? No, that's BBC.
Oh.
But they feature Black Mirror from BBC. I believe it's BBC. If it is Netflix original from BBC, that would be cool. Like, it's English producers, but Netflix is, like, I don't know, distributing it?
I don't know.
Regardless, Bright, totally worth it. I can't wait for the sequel. I can't wait to see what they do with it. I can't wait for more. This was great. It's totally worth watching. It's got great rewatch value. It's got a world worth exploring. I believe this is going to be one of those worlds that, like, this is going to be one of those movies that's going to create a whole a subgenre. Mm-hmm. Like, Walking Dead had its own TV show. It was comics before, but it became a TV show. Then they got fan things and video games, Telltale series. Lord of the Rings, it's got its own universe, its own world, its own little thing that people can explore. Like, there's so many things like that. Like, what is it? Supernatural? Supernatural has its own world and characters and things to explore. Own comic books and its own subdivisions of books.
Supernatural has its own convention.
It has its own everything. It's like this. Like, I could easily see Bright turning into something like that, where people show up dressed as like a cop, but they're an orc. Like, they're an orc cop from Bright. Or they're one of the elves, you know. Like, I could see people cosplaying as these characters because they're so cool and they're so unique. And
I would cosplay as Leeka.
Who?
Is it Leeka?
Tika?
Tika.
Yeah, Tika. I know, right? Leeka, Tika, Aaliyah, Allah.
I think we're wrong on these names, by the way.
I like Tika for her name.
I like Tika for her name, too.
Takai?
No.
Takai Waititi? Stop. That's the guy who did Thor, Ragnarok. Takai Waititi. He's great. He's great. And Bright is great. So now we got to do it out of 10 things. Out of 10 things, what do you give it? I guess we could say magic wands, but I don't want to say magic wand.
Brights.
Out of 10 brights? I was going to say, like, out of 10 big wheels. Big wheel. No. In the hizzy. Will Smith.
Okay, fine.
Out of 10 wheels. Big wheel.
I'm going to give it a millennium. 9.
Out of 10 millenniums. 9 millenniums.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Out of 10 possible millenniums, you're giving it 9.
Yeah.
Nice. You know? This is, like, almost a 10. The only thing that's stopping it from being a 10 for me is there were some like, things at the top that I felt it took a bit too long to get to some things, but at the same time, I was grateful for it. But there was still, like, if I rewatch it, I'll probably be more forgiving of it, and I don't feel right giving it a perfect 10.
Yeah. Well, you also weren't a fan of that scene at the end with the orcs.
Oh, yeah. There was a bit. There was...
like, that exchange.
No, Max Landis, he can't help it. He's written so many box office movies that, like, blockbuster movies, like, big budget things, and he tries to appeal to the audience that he's used to writing scenes where, like, you're supposed to have a big swell of emotion, and you're supposed to feel that honor from the orcs, you know, like, transients.
Which felt that.
You felt that, but I was just like, what? This is cheesy, hokey. Like, come on, you're tugging on my heartstrings. It's like that scene where Yondu had that Ravager's funeral, and you mentioned that.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I brought that up. And I cried.
It was
in
from
that
Guardians
scene,
of the Galaxy Volume 2, where Yondu is getting the Ravager's funeral, and they're showing the colors and everything. That was supposed to be a big old dramatic moment where, like, yes. Yes, you did good, Yondu, and you're being recognized for it by your guys. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I'm like, yeah, there's a cool scene, but I felt it went a bit too long, and the sentiment was a little too mushy for a movie that was not as mushy, but James Gunn's who am I? I love that movie. Who the fuck am I? Like, that was an amazing moment. Like, I can't talk shit about it. It's a cinematic history moment, you know? Just because I didn't think that the pacing was good on it didn't mean it was bad. It just meant that I felt, it's like the wooden horse scene in Blade Runner 2049. Yeah. I'm like, that's too long, man. Like, get to the point. So my point with Bright is it's 9.5 willenniums out of a possible 10. It's damn near close to a perfect movie. It's just, it's just, there was, you know, some Hollywood moments in there that I'm like, you don't need it, Bright. You are like the anti-Hollywood movie. You mm-hmm. don't got to be Hollywood. You're better than that. You can do your own fucking thing. You don't have to pull on those. But Max Landis is such a skilled writer, and he's used to writing for Hollywood and writing for that genre that he's used to adding those beats. You don't need them anymore. We don't need those beats anymore. Those beats are old school shit. Let's change it up. Let's get some new stuff in. So yeah, 9.5 from me, 9 from you. We're looking forward to the sequel.
Yeah.
I guess
fucking watch it.
Watch it. You have no reason not to. I mean, it's
you
online.
You can sit at home.
You literally just, you know, like you could even like just put it on the background. Get on your phone if you want, and then just peek up every once in a while. And if you don't want to sit down and watch the rest of it after you start like looking up and you're like, what the fuck? What is that? What's going on? Then you'll after a while, you'll just watch the whole damn thing and you'll be like, wow, that was really good. Mm-hmm. Shit. And I'm not saying you need to have something else to distract you while you do it. If you're not sure about it, that's what we recommend.
Yeah.
So that's all we got for this review for Bright. We can't recommend it enough. High marks. A lot of Willenniums out of this one. New Millennium. Yo, excuse me. Willennium. It's here and I like it another year. What, you gotta sing some Will Smith when you talk about Will Smith?
You're ridiculous.
Wow, wow, where's...
I love that song. I don't care what anybody says.
Will Smith should have done a Suicide Squad.
I also love that movie.
Not a Suicide song. Will Smith should have done a Suicide Squad song.
Okay, so should have Jared Leto. They missed that opportunity.
They should have done a collaboration. Should have been the Joker and Deadshot.
30 Seconds to Mars featuring Will Smith.
Featuring the Joker and Deadshot. In their if this shit were the 90s, they would be in a music video together with Sting. Not Sting, but what's
pull
his name?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's his name? Oh God, what was his name? What, not Sting. The guy who did Seal, Kiss
Seal?
From a Rose.
I love Seal.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's it for Bright. Check it out. Willennium.
Yep.
It's here and it's here and I like it. Another year. Anyway, that's gonna do it for this review. Check it out, Bright. Follow our tweets at TMossMig, like the Facebook page. Go to yotina.podomatic.com, Stitcher Podcast Radio, iTunes. Subscribe there for TMossMig. Just type it in, TMossMig. You'll find us. Logo's there. It's a triangle with a T.
Yep.
Has an ink in it, too.
Follow our Instagram at team_awesomeinc, and follow me on Twitter at creepysexynerdy.
Word. Check out our live stream on our YouTube videos. That's right. We have a YouTube channel.
Yes,
deal
we
with
do.
It. Simmer Mike, all caps. Simmer Mike. Watch the YouTube videos. Watch the live stream. Watch the reactions. Watch the fun. Have a good time. Have a disco. Have a disco time. Yeah? You like disco, yeah? You like to dance. You like the fun times.
We need to go.
Yeah. All right. Let's Bright out. I don't know how you do that. I guess you just wake up in a hospital and explain what happened in a really awkward way. That was a great moment when the orc guy lost it with the magic police.
Dude.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.